Concerns about the U.S. and European economies are weighing heavily on stock markets around the world. U.S. stocks continued a two-day slide after recording their biggest drop so far this year on Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell nearly 67 points at closing time. The Standard & Poor's slipped over 9 points. All European markets also closed down. The stocks slumped after some members of the U.S. Federal Reserve suggested the bank's stimulus measures may be increasing the risks of economic and financial imbalances. Later, a report on a Eurozone business activity showed its purchasing managers' index hit a two-month low in February. Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined by Eric Dreitzer, who is the founder of StopImperialism.com, who's joining us now via Skype from New York. Thanks a lot for joining us. Now, what exactly can we attribute this slide in stocks to?
There's a number of points I think that are affecting the stock market. First and foremost are fears of the shockwaves of what's happening in Europe. Certainly, there's uncertainty about the outcome of the elections in Italy. But I think that all of these are minor phenomena. I think the real thrust of what is happening in the stock market and in the economy more generally is a fear that the depression that is gripping Europe is going to come to the United States, that the economic policies of the Obama administration, which have been counterproductive to say the least, pushing austerity instead of growth, that these are going to drive the United States into an economic crisis similar to Europe. And that is the overriding fear of people in the market.
So then what can and do you believe anyone will be doing anything to control this?
Well, there are certainly sound economic policies that can be put into place, but we don't expect the Obama administration to follow that. Remember, the Obama administration, for better or worse, is a representative of Wall Street and the major financial institutions. The Obama administration has not prosecuted any of the criminals on Wall Street, nor have they really addressed any of the core economic issues in the United States. But what we can expect, certainly, is that mobilization of the people in this country, mobilizing for economic rights and fighting against this Wall Street consensus, that is something constructive that can be built upon. The everyday machinations of the market really only affect the speculators, those who are making their money trading on the stock market and elsewhere. Regular Americans are not so interested in this. They're much more interested in having a job and feeding their families, precisely the core issues that Obama avoids.
All right, we'll have to leave it for now. That was Eric Dreitzer, founder of StopImperialism.com. We do appreciate your insight.